Beginning on Daven Sefes Megillah Daf Tes, beginning with Beis, beginning with Master, beginning with the Gemara. Emek Koyin Meshuach Merub Begadim. Mishnah tells us there's no difference between a Koyin that's anointed with the Shemini Meshuach to the one that just has the Shemini Begadim. Ilah Par Bar Kol Mitzvah is only the bull that comes in all the mitzvahs. Pirsh. What does that mean? Par Koyin Shiach Shechad B'Shoyki. We mean when a Koyin Gadol by mistake commits a sin, the Aras Aachas Mekom Mitzvah Hashem Lech Sin that he just wanted that Averus in the tradition Abidon. But Ashem Medovish Zayin Karis and his sin was his guilt regarding something that if you do it deliberately you get Karis. So then there's a special carbon that the Koyin Gadol brings, and that was saying is specifically for the Meshuach B'Shem and the Mishcha. We don't mean Par Bal Kol Mitzvahs, which is the power for the elapse of awareness of the tzibur. It says that the Kohen Mashiach brings it. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol who is Meshuch Meshav and Meshchad. Even the regular Kohen could bring it. Whatever, that cannot be the case. That we're saying it's different between Merubu Gadol and the Kohen Mashiach. Kinnu Tesem Asla Bignu the Gemara. Mishnah says, "Emin Kohen Mashamish LeKohen Shav." There's no difference between the current serving Kohen and the Kohen that was. Removed because he was a replacement. El Pariyim Kippurim, the only difference is Pariyim Kippurim and the Chavit. So this place of course is difficult. Am I not the Kohen Shabbat? Why are you picking specifically the Kohen who had been one point the Kohen Gadol and now he was he finished his replacement and now he's removed from that? That's the difference in Pariyim Kippurim. Even the day that there's an invalidation for the currently serving Kohen, b'shimish atachmen this. Kohen takes over and takes place of Kohen Gadol. Even on that day itself, you have this difference. Actually, who did the bull come from? It actually comes from a currently serving one. Even though he's not actually serving because there's a psul, because he's a Meshamish, he's a Shammai Prince. You can't have a little member when he could have said, Ben Kohen Meshamish or Kohen Sheyaber. You don't have to say Kohen Sheyaber. You could have said, that's the difference between the currently serving Kohen and the Kohen that will be removed, that even then he doesn't bring the power of Yom Kippur. Why do you have to say Kohen Sheyaber? What you could say is, if we would have said to the kind that we're going to remove, the mashma would have sounded like, but the kind that already was removed, that's the whole year, I would have said, oh, there's a lot of differences between them. Therefore, we said to the one that was removed, to tell us that even by him, like the only difference is this case. But you're right, it does apply even to the one that will be removed. Then taste to ask us to take a second look. It says, if you're going to say, the Maida Parish is according to what we explained, Shahapar, that the Bol Havim Ma'isa Shi'ir by Absul is really from the one that he had the invalidation, Avakav Shein Mashamish, even though he's not actually serving right now. Simkin Kasha, we have a difficulty. Mahadam Asad Perikam the Shavuot, this we say in the end of the first Perikam Shavuot, Abidal and Base. It says that the Kohen Gadol has to bring the power on Yom Kippur Mashalai, which is his, which is B'lei Mishal Achabakan, but cannot be from his fellow kahanim, it has to be his own. But the Adrav, to the contrary, Ha'ilulemi should have said, not even the one who's serving in place of him. That would have been a bigger chiddush. So it's not really so common that the Kohen Gadol will have something wrong and then someone will take him over and we have to say that has to be from his. So therefore it left and it picked something that is common all year round, which is the fellow kahanim that are joining him in the kapara. That, however, it has to be from him and not from them. And Mahin Namid Akumit Rabba, this is the Gemara says, Menachat Abitzesim Enav, the comment the Gemara says, the Gola Rechamon the Shechit Vabailim, and that the Torah tells us that the Shechitim, at the time of Kippurim, has to be with the owner, like it says, B'Shakal Dez Parakaz Ashaloi, but based on what we said, that the Kohen Meshamish is giving it to the other one, but I thought you need Shechit Vabailim, but the Bailim is the one that's Meshamish, but the Kohen Sheyaver is doing it. So it says, like Hashalom Parashenu Deshar, it's not difficult according to our interpretation that it's permitted. Or the Gear says, the Heichel Shachet, how could it be slaughtered on the one that's not his? Because the Kibin Zachal Rechman, since the Torah merits to the Kohen that's currently serving, taking the place, Havakilu Makdash Mishalai, it's as if he sanctified from his own, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of that has to be Shkit of a Bailam. Ketun next test, Maslet, to begin with the words, the Gemara, Lilu Kohen Hadjit. Now, neither could it be the Kohen Sha'avar, Kohen Hadjit, because you only go up in holy things and not down. You can't go from a former Kohen Gadol to be a regular Kohen Hadjit with the Dal Begadim. Test cash is difficult. Normally, high time, why didn't the reason of the Ein Merid and Bekedusha? Typically, the Kivin Dodol, the Kohen Gadol, it should be sufficient because it's very simply, since he is fit to be the Kohen Gadol, Ilam Shemeva, unless because of the concern, because they're going to come to be contesting each other and hatred. But really, he's really fit to be a Kohen Gadol. He cannot serve with the four garments. Because he's lacking the other four garments, which is invalid for the Kohen Gadol to do. So it says the Rishonim, you can say is the Mishum HaTayma, if that was the whole reason Lohir Yudim Makbidim, we wouldn't be bothered by that. Because keeping the Api Bezin, who's in, that it would be through the courts that he was appointed, and they could nullify that appointment, and they would say that no, he's not a Kohen Gadol, he's a regular Kohen Hedrin. He loved time in the Mishum HaTayma, but the reason that it's only Mishum HaKadusha Ve'emuji. So who's the Tana? Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Daman, that he says that even the Tzibur didn't sacrifice by Bama Gedaila is only Psachim and Chavish to Kavula Mizman. But it's not Kavula Mizman, even by Bama Gedaila, they didn't bring it. Now, Tais says, near it seems, the Kimin de Mekmin Lamastin to Reb Shimon. So if you tell me that the Mishnah like Reb Shimon, as our Dim Maschel is saying, I'm going to save it, and I'm going to ask you how to say, so the Savior of Mishnah would also be like him. Like talking that we learned in the Mishnah Zakal, this is the rule, Kol Anidav Anidav, whatever is a Neder or a Nedava, that's Kar Bama, that could even be by Bama Gitana. So that seemingly that's like Reb Shimon too. But Bakasha is difficult because the Naziris, the Abedava, Anidav Anidav. Naziris is something that's also through a vow and through a donation. The Minim Perikshin, the Timur, like the Moses says in Timur, the Vidalma base. Now, the Vilahachi, but even so, is Reb Shimon Perikbas, Reb Shimon holds in the last Perikin, Zvachim, the Bikovi Zayn, but Alev, the Menachas, when the Naziris, that flower offerings and the zeros in Kara Bavel Bamidam is not sacrificed even by Bama Gedaila. What do you mean? It's Nidav and Nidav, and it can even be by Bama Katana. And you tell me our Mishnah is like a Mishimit. So it's there's something you can say is the Hakam of Hashem Masid. This is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Zaklal, this is the rule. Call a Nidav and Nidav, whatever is through a Nedar and a Dava. Shekara Bama Gedaila, that is the type that is Nedar Dava that can be brought by a Bama Gedaila. Kugan Oil Shlam Liachin. Like when an individual brings an Oil Shlamim, that Nedar and a Dava is Kara Bama Katana that can be brought by a personal Bama. And b'chosh in a nidav a nidav, whatever is not a nedav nedava. The avish of karbam magdala, even if it's sacrificed of magdala, in karbam magdala can never be done on magdala. Ah, but maydu who? But yes, Rishon would agree. The yesh nidav a nidav, there are certain things that can be nedav she in karbam that cannot be sacrificed. Love magdala, love magdala. Not only not magdala, even magdala. It's only saying those that could be a nidav a nidav in magdala. Those are the things that are brought by magdala. But of course, there are certain things like the naziris, which even though nidav a nidav is not brought even by magdala.